you do not want to miss. If you are coming to Vegas, if you're coming to the Vegas Expo this year, you do not want to miss Big Fatty's show.
I'm not gonna.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just not you specifically.
Everyone coming.
If you are coming,
do not want to miss.
You don't want to miss.
Good.
Big Fatty's show.
Good.
Because I don't know if you know this or not, but there was a year that we were in the Luxor. Now I'm saying this because he's just now coming back from Scotland.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to have time to hear your show.
Right.
But there was a time, there was this one year in the Luxor. We were up in the concierge suite broadcasting, whatever. And Adam and I start doing our show, and Fatty had organized a walkout. It's like every single member of the audience got up and walked out when our show started. So we had like an empty room. We were basically broadcasting to an empty room, and they were all standing outside in the hallway, and then they waited like, you know, 5 minutes, whatever, and they laughed, and then they all came back in. It was just like this really weird thing that, you know, he was just basically like teasing us.
Okay.
And I swore at that time that I would get that bastard back. Now, I'm not going to say any more than that other than you don't want to miss.
I will not.
Yeah, the Big Fatty program on Friday. I think it starts at like noon or something. I don't know. If only there was a website that had our schedule on. I got it.
If only I didn't have my cell phone right here where I could look it up.
If only I could go to pride48.com/Vegas/schedule. Oh, yes, I can.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Every single member of the audience got up and walked out.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1983 of the BFO for Monday the 31st of August 2015. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Oh, we're going to start the process of telling you what's been going on out here at Pride 48.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West. And we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, Bulgarians. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, today is the last day of the month. Shalom alaikum. Shalom alaikum. And y'all, that of course, y'all, it's the end of August. Can you believe this year is two-thirds over? Y'all, 4 months from today is New Year's Eve. Big Fatty, should I get out my party hat and streamers? Not yet. But y'all, the time is, it's flying by. Yes, Big Fatty, it really is. It's kind of like the Pride 48 weekend. It just flew by. Well, it's still kind of going on right now. We are recording this on Sunday afternoon during the lunch break, and then when we go back, we'll have the closing group of little shows to listen to, and then it'll be over. It'll be over, and a memory, Big Fatty, that makes me sad. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 31st of August, y'all, he's someone who used to do a little show or two, but he doesn't do it anymore, but, he's well known. He's well known in the community as everybody's favorite racist, Big Fatty. And, y'all, he is down there in that Lakeland, Florida, and y'all, it is none other none other than that J.C. Mopple. Big Fatty, we love J.C. Mopple. And he's down there. And y'all, he's probably getting his ass chewed by Kama. Yes, Big Fatty. And so anyway, we want to send out a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal to him. And y'all, on the Pride 48 page, it says that last Thursday, the 27th of August, it says was Tracker Big Fatty, Trucker Alex's celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, I had him down for a celebration of exiting the birth canal on May the 27th. So, Trucker Alex, let us know which is right. So either Pride 48's wrong or Big Fatty is wrong. Big Fatty, I'm sure it's probably you. But anyway, but Big Fatty, I hope if anyone sees J.C. Mopple on the Twitter or the FaceSpace that they wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And I hope that he gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've received an e-letter from that Patty Bacon, and it says, ole, Big Fatty. Y'all, that's hello backwards. Big Fatty. And it says, Patty Bacon here, identical cousin to one Miss Kathy Bacon, exactly 1 week older than her, and also a breeder, though I have chosen not to bear fruit of my loom. Big Fatty, I heard about your trip to Scotland, home of another famous identical cousin, one Kathy Lane. Did you know that Patty and Kathy Lane reunited a few years ago? Not only did they do a made-for-TV movie, remember them? But they also did some commercials for the Social Security Administration. Here are links to a few of the commercials. In the first one, Patty and Kathy go to the doctor. I think he's a specialist, possibly that grin doctor you're always speaking of. And you know, then there's three little links there for Big Fatty to go look at. I hadn't had a chance to do that yet because, you know, I'm in the middle of Pride 48. But she says, I hope you and the Pride 48 family are having fun in Las Vegas. I personally have never been there. I am fortunate that fortunate in that I do not have to work. I am a lady who lunches. Since I have never had wages to lose, there's no point in me visiting. Big Fatty, we missed her this weekend. As cruise director Julie McCoy has filled my social calendar for most of this weekend, I fear my live listening to Pride 48 will be minimal, but I look forward to the reruns after the fall sweeps. Toodles, Patty. And well, first of all, Patty, thank you so much. For the e-letter, and I will make sure that I take a look at those commercials. They're probably about as interesting as the census.
In 80 million mailboxes across the USA,
the census is coming to help us find the way.
Help your community get equal government representation and help show where funds are needed for job programs, new schools, parks, better health care, and more. Answer the 1980 census.
And all your answers are kept confidential by law.
Answer the census. We're counting on you.
Big Fatty, you never pass up a chance to play something that's 35 years old. No, it's true. And speaking of playing with something 35 years old, Big Fatty, we'll get to the gentleman callers in a minute. All right. But y'all, let's go back and let's talk about Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty. Well, y'all, the last time I talked to you, it was before the pink carpet, and that was on Thursday evening, and Donna Sugars Donna Sugars and I hosted that. And y'all, I just want to commend, everyone on their pink carpet outfits. Y'all, we were under the Portco share here at the Luxor Resort and Casino. And y'all, as the limousines pulled up, we greeted them and asked them all kinds of questions and everything. And y'all, it went on for an hour and a half, and y'all, we still were rushing there at the very end to, and we didn't even get to talk to everybody. So anyway, y'all, I hope you enjoyed that. All, by the way, all the little shows from Pride 48 are going to be posted over at Pride 48 eventually. You'll be able to hear them all. But y'all, that's going to take a few days for all of that to happen. So just be patient. But I'm sure we'll get the word out. When they do start posting up over there. Yes, be great. That'd be lovely. Then after the pink carpet, they had the opening show. The opening show, which evidently was a spit roast. Big Fatty, it was not a spit roast. It was a pork roast. No, Big Fatty. It was a roast of that Joey Bukkake. I wasn't able to stay and watch it. Daniel Biba and I had to go out and procure the pizza pie that we had been ordered for the pizza pie party, which began at 8 p.m. in the evening up in the hospitality suite. And we were out doing that, y'all, and we came back in. I came in to get some folks to help. And y'all, I'm looking up on the platform, and y'all, that Joe Batance was up there. Y'all, he was dressed like Vicky Lawrence, a mama from Mama's Family, or Big Fatty. That was not Mama. That was Betsy Carmichael. No, it was Fatsy Carmichael. Oh, Fatsy Carmichael. Okay, I wonder if she's got an identical cousin that's 1 week younger than Big Fatty, you silly. Y'all, then after it was all over, everyone came up to the hospitality suite, and y'all, it was jam-packed in there, and the air conditioner kind of got a little bit behind, but y'all, it was fine. We all had nice cocktails, and people, I think, were hungry because there wasn't a bite of pizza pie left. But it was a real nice room that we had, and I want to thank the good folks at the Luxor Cassette Big Fatty Resort and Casino for providing that for Pride 48. And you know, they're just good people, folks. And then on a Friday, y'all, everything got started with the Pride 48 Brofkas. And y'all, y'all, I'm happy to report that we did not run out of the Bayfren, and the waffles and the toaster station were very popular. There was a line at the toaster station, two blocks long. Big Freddy, it was not. It was four people. Well, close enough. But y'all, everyone just sat around and chatted and had a good time, and we took a little break, and y'all, then the first little show of Pride 48 was, and y'all, I'm going to post it. I normally would post it Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week, but y'all, it kind of went awry, because y'all, I'm starting the little show, and I'm taking care of some business. I handed out scratch offs that I needed returned and get so I could get the cash money and all that kind of stuff. But and then there was some sort of testicle difficulty. One of the micro hoists wasn't working, and y'all, then all of a sudden I hear this beeping noise, like it's some sort of a big dump truck, Big Fatty, emphasis on dump, truck pulling up, backing up. And y'all, I look out the door, and y'all, there's this shiny massive figure. It's a figure and a half is what it is. It's a full figured girl. They're sitting on one of those mechanical scooters, the rascals, you know. And y'all, I'm hearing the beeping, and nothing's happening. And then all of a sudden, y'all, I see this this mass lurch up off the seat and swing the scooter about 10 degrees, and then it did it three or four more times, and I'm going, what in the hell is going on? And y'all, then I hear through the micro hoist that has been drug outside the door, the goddamn thing won't back up. And y'all, guess who it was? Big Fatty, here's a clue.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, there were gasp as the sea hag walked into the room wearing a caftan and said, hello, lovies. And y'all, you would have thought that the Pope had a big fat. Is that because he's shit in the woods? Or pretty much so. But y'all, it was the sea hag. It was the old gal. It was the Von Yo-Yo-Yo. And y'all, she came in, and y'all, I just about shat myself. And y'all, she comes up to the dais, and I hop up and run down and give her a big old hug. Y'all, I couldn't get my arms around her, but, you know, very few people can. But anyway, y'all, she had evidently, she and old Daniel Biba had been planning this for months. And, y'all, I gotta say, I'm real proud of the old gal because, you know, she's gone from hating all people and being a shut-in with a food hook to hating just a few people, big fatty, to come into Pride 48 in Lost Wages and being in front of a group of folks that just were in awe. Absolutely in awe. And y'all, there's so much has been said and will be said, and there's evidently been some sort of telescope video that has been posted of all this going on and y'all, it was just amazing. And I'm just going to mention that the old gal evidently in her rider. You know, that's where they have a list of requirements. You know, there was a bottle of vodka with a nipple on it each morning for breakfast. And Gooch. Oh, and Gooch was here, too. He ran in with a green tea. And, y'all, it was just a great surprise. But evidently one of the things in the writer was that Big Fatty's computer sounds had to be cut all the way down. Well, y'all, what would have been three little shows for Big Fatty is one big blob. So, y'all, I don't know that I'm going to have the Pride 48 little shows posted for you this week or not, because it's going to take a little extra time, but I'm going to try. There's no promise, but I'm going to try. That's the only promise I'll make to you. But anyway, y'all, it was quite an experience. Quite an experience that first day. And y'all there was one calamity. Yes, Big Fatty, I was just absolutely mortified. Y'all, Squeaky Kitty was kidnapped, and somehow Squeaky Kitty ended up in Seda 69's underpants. Big Fatty, he's just never gonna be the same. He's soiled. He's just soiled. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday, and I hope that you've been able to tune in to at least a little bit of the little shows from Lost Wages. But y'all, we'll continue with Pride 48 update of what we did this week and everything on Tamari's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Biba and Christina from Greetings from Nowhere, and Daniel is the reason you didn't tell Big Fatty about this surprise is because Big Fatty, when seeing the Vons, he would have arranged.
Every single member of the audience got up and walked out.
Oh, Big Fatty, that would have been lovely. You should have stolen that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.